Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to our Heavenly Father. Father, we so praise you and worship you and thank you that you're our Lord and our God and that you're the greatest there is. There's nothing else that even begins to come close to what you are. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And we worship you, Father. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Holy Spirit. And we thank you that we are your sons and daughters and we're kings' children. We worship. We thank you. Now, Lord, as the word goes out today, I ask you to reveal it to the men and women that'll hear it, that they may gain great knowledge and wisdom and understanding from your word. And we praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, this week we're talking about strongholds and warfare and how to overcome the enemy and all those different things we're talking about each day. But I'm going to tell you that the Heavenly Father is more concerned with the coming forth of Jesus in our lives than he is in defeating Satan. Who is the devil anyway that he can defy the living God? He's just a peanut. Indeed, it is of the greatest truth that once the devil recognizes his assault against your life, has not pulled you from God, but it has pushed you heavily toward God. Once he perceives that his temptations are actually forcing you to appropriate the virtue of Christ, the enemy will withdraw. Because if there's anything he does not want you to become Christ-like. Now then, as he attacks you, if it drives you to the Word, and you begin to study the Word, and then you begin to believe the Word, then that means you are becoming more like Christ, and he most definitely does not want that to happen, so he will withdraw and try something else. Now, the absolute goal of the whole Word of God is that the Lord is trying to conform us into the image of his dear Son, which is being like Christ. Not spiritual warfare, but we need to become like Christ. Now then, there is a time that you will have to do warfare. There is a time, I have done it myself many times. I have even made tapes on spiritual warfare, how to pull down the enemy over your friends, the people that are lost, that are on the way to hell. But you can do that. And that's wonderful to be able to enter into that spiritual warfare and see people's lives totally transform. But there is a time that spiritual warfare is actually a distraction from your obedience to God. Jesus defeated Satan in Gethsemane and the cross not by directly confronting the devil, but by fulfilling the destiny to which he had been called at Calvary. Now, the greatest battle that was ever won was accomplished by the apparent death of the victor without even a word of rebuke to his adversary. And praise God, I made a 90-minute tape on the cross and what it meant and what it did for us. And I'm telling you, when I learned all those things, it totally transformed my life. When I learned what the Lord did for me and for you on that cross. Now, the prince of this world was judged, and principalities and powers were disarmed, not by confrontational warfare, but by the surrender of Jesus Christ on the cross. When our Lord yielded to be crucified, when he died on that cross, principalities and powers were disarmed and dethroned. And our Lord became the king. And he took death, hell, and the keys of death, hell, and the grave away from the enemy. And now then, he's given them to us. And he's training us how to be overcomers. Now, there are occasions when your battle against the devil is actually a digression from the higher purpose of God that he has for you. Intercessors and warfare captains take note. There is a demon whose purpose is to lure your man into hell. Its name is Wrong Focus. If you are continually seeing evil spirits in people or in the material world around you, you may actually be fighting this spirit. The ultimate goal of this mean, wicked demon is to produce mental illness in saints who move in deliverance. Listen very carefully. We are not called to focus on the battle or the devil, except where that battle hinders our immediate transformation into being like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our calling is to focus on Christ. The work of the devil, however, is to draw our eyes from Christ. Satan's first weapon always involves luring our eyes away from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So whatever you do, turn to Jesus, and almost immediately the battle will vanish away. Now then, there is examples in the Word of God for proper balance and discernment. Now then, we go to 2 Kings, and I'll tell you this story out of 2 Kings here. It says, I'll just tell you that the Syrian army had surrounded a city in Israel, and Elisha's servant was absolutely upset. He just couldn't see how they could win. But to calm him down, Elisha prayed that his servant's eyes would be opened. He then encouraged his servant, saying, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Now that's in 2 Kings 6:16. As the Lord opened the servant's eyes, he saw what Elisha saw. The mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Now, if we could have our eyes open, we would see the battle that's raging in the heavenlies. It would encourage us greatly. Even though we were to see all the wickedness, we would get to see all the beautiful warring angels that are out there to war for us and to protect us. Now, in spiritual warfare, the battle is never limited to an us against them human affair. It is always includes those with us against those with them. True discernment is as fully aware of the vast multitude of angels loyal to God as it is aware of the activity of the demonic realm. And it is aware that the angelic host on our side are both stronger and more numerous than the enemy. Remember, if you fail to hear the music in your times of warfare, your discernment is at best incomplete. We must learn that on a personal level, it is better to develop godly virtues than to spend our day praying against the devil. Indeed, it is the joy of the Lord that casts out spirits of depression. It is our living faith which destroys spirits of unbelief. It is aggressive love which casts out fear. As we continually yield ourselves to Christ, surrendering ourselves by faith to His nature and His words, we literally build the impenetrable stronghold of His presence around us. The way into the fortress of the Almighty God is simple. Victory begins with the name of Jesus, and it is consummated whenever the nature of Jesus becomes complete in your heart. And that's the victory that is ours. Now, that's what you have to do, and that's what you have to remember, the name of Jesus. You have to learn to speak the name of Jesus, but you also have to become like Christ for the victory to be yours. Praise the Lord when you reach that day. In other words, our peace does not come from extreme indifference, nor is it from becoming so spiritual that you fail to notice a problem. It is being so confident in God's mighty love that you know, regardless of the battle and the difficulties in your circumstances, that greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. And that's 1 John 4:4. You are not self-assured, you are God-assured. Now, one of the things I've come to realize that before you can do effective spiritual warfare, you must understand your spiritual authority. Now, spiritual authority is not forcing your will upon another. When you have spiritual authority, you have established God's peace in an area that once was full of conflict and oppression. Therefore, to truly be able to move in authority, we must first have peace. The Apostle Paul taught, "The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet." Now, he wrote that for us in Romans 16:20. When we maintain peace during warfare, it is a crushing death blow to satanic oppression and fear. Our victory never comes from our emotions or our intellect. Our victory comes by refusing to judge by what our eyes see or our ears hear, and by trusting that what God has promised will come to pass. We will never know Christ's victory in its fullness until we stop reacting humanly to our circumstances. Now, when we truly have authority over something, you can look at that thing without worry, fear, or anxiety. Your peace is the proof of your victory. Jesus' authority over the violent storms was the exercise and expansion of his peace over the elements. He did not fight against the storm, nor did he fear it. He faced its fury and subdued it with his authority in perfect peace. In Pilate's court, in a world stirred to an emotional frenzy by the powers of hell, a holy tranquility surrounded our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A peace that was born out of his resolve to do God's will no matter what the cost. His spirit emanated a calm that perfectly represented the peace of God's throne. In a matter of moments, it was no longer Jesus who was on trial, but Satan, Pilate, and the nation of Israel. Now, Satan's arsenal consists of such things as fear, worry, doubt, and self-pity. Well, don't let these things be in you. Make sure the peace of God is in your heart, and you won't have any problem with these things. I invite you to write or call me, 940-242-2106. For teaching tapes on these matters. Also, I'd like to invite you to our church, the Living Savior Church at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. I'd also like to invite you to my healing school. We have two healing schools a month, one in second Saturday, one the fourth Saturday of every month. You can find those addresses and locations on our website at www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.